I am super excited to give away my favorite job for a second week because it's to a dear friend who I'm super pumped to see all the way from Chi-Town, Nate Treiman, in studio. Couldn't be more thrilled. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Hit us, Nate.
Well, I was on the way from Chicago, Illinois to do this podcast today. I drove in with my lovely girlfriend, Allison, and I experienced a little bit of discrimination when we stopped to get a bite to eat.
Wait, here?
I was in Wisconsin. Go figure.
Funny.
Yeah. I tried to order a Polish sausage. I'm a Polish man. I was craving a kielbasa. And
they're never bad.
No.
We all have that craving.
Yeah. And the man said, "Oh, you must be Polish." And I said, "Well, that's a strange thing to say. You know, just because I want a Polish sausage, that means I'm Polish. I mean, I am, but he doesn't know that." Yeah. If I ordered French fries, would you assume I was French?
Nope, because I love fries. I'm not French.
Yep. Right. What if I wanted some Swedish meatballs?
Those are pretty good, though. I do like those.
Right.
But I would not assume you are Swede.
Exactly. Because that would be prejudice.
You tell him this?
No, but I'm thinking it. I'm lost for words because, you know, what am I going to say to this guy?
Yeah, I want...
If I want a Belgian waffle, you think I'm from Belgium?
Right. I like tacos, so I'm Spanish.
Exactly. Spanish omelet. I don't look Spanish. He said,
I don't like this guy.
Yeah. Right. He said, sir, you're in a hardware store.
Oh. Yeah. Woo! Makes a little more sense now.
Good one, Nate.
I've
been to a hardware store where they got popcorn. It's not that far off to be a hot dog.
The ace down the street carries popcorn.
Hey, there's a hardware store. You can rent a cotton candy machine in Buffalo.
You can rent it from the hardware store?
Yes, and put it down here for a day.
I feel like that's a business, cotton candy rental.
Yeah.
Let's go, guys. Hey, this is the second office. It's another episode.
I'm just saying, cotton candy.
Thanks for listening.
Dude.
I'm your host, Alec George. Next to me is not only Nate Treiman, who I'm super happy to see, my friends Doc and Sody, as per always.
It's us, bro. Boom!
How are you guys?
Jesus.
So do you...
I'm fantastic,
So do
actually.
You go second, Doc?
No, let him go.
Nah, it's cool, man.
JK, Sody.
What? Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm doing really good, man. It's been a solid week. Basically just getting in gear. The sun's out and so is Sody. It's going to be awesome, man.
I know you're in shorts.
Yeah.
That's not premature. Mm.
These legs ain't going to get tan hiding them.
You're damn right.
Promise you that.
Man, I wish I could tan.
How's the week?
I just said that.
The shorts are your week? Great. Doc, how's the week? I know.
Fantastic. Man, the sun's out. Sody. I mean, my name's not Sody.
No, you're talking to me.
I'll be your Sody.
I'll be your dude.
No, week was good. You know, productive on the day off. Put in a new toilet.
Did you get one with an elongated bowl?
Yes.
Are you aware that that's the most uncomfortable toilet you or your family or any guests that choose to spend time at your home and might have to defecate could use?
Well, for one, I would never allow you to do that in my house. But
it's not always up to us, Doc. Have you ever served a spicy cuisine?
All the time.
With maybe a malt liquor. I'm using it.
Mad Dog 2020.
I'm using it. Yeah, unless you got a speedway down the road within jogging distance or a bike, I'm using it.
There's bushes outside. But, it's comfortable to me, man.
Well, that's good. Is this going to be like your second office? Or how comfy is it? How much time could you spend there?
Well, when you're doing God's work.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. As much time as you need.
Truly.
That's where I get most of my editing done.
I'm just thankful that we're all here.
Doc, you're talking to the man known to watch entire movies on the toilet.
Dude, I wouldn't be on the toilet. I would migrate to the floor. I'd create a bed of towels. But I had a little TV with a built-in VHS, man. I'd record Disney original movies, like
even,
motocross.
Even when,
don't say
even
that
when
out
your
loud.
Friends were over hanging out.
Yeah, man.
Just be like, where's Sody? Oh, bathroom door's still closed.
Oh, that's when I got the mini DVD player.
Exactly.
Because then you guys couldn't see me lugging that whole television in there. Like, heck, we're never going to see him.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to watch what you guys are watching. You guys want to watch what you watch? Cool. You're at a guest in my house. I'm just going to go upstairs and watch something in the bathroom.
Oh, you're doing us a favor.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Oh, if you need more snacks, dude. Yell.
Seriously?
What? Do you want the owner of the hotel to hang out with you the whole time? No. He's going to go to the bathroom
you
and
don't
watch
want
a movie.
That, Doc.
I definitely don't want that.
Nate, how have you been?
I've been good, man.
Miss you.
Miss you, too. Glad to be here. I just worked 6 days in a row, so I'm pretty tired, but I'm excited to be back. Hell home yeah. in Minneapolis.
Which we had some smelling salts to pick your spirits up. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, my God.
We're working on it.
We'll get them eventually.
I don't have an Amazon account.
We just need a little bowl of them right here.
Yeah, ooh. Like mints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're good.
I got to keep Power the Trip uses them all the time.
How long does it, is it like a snap or does it?
God, it
is
kicks
it like
in
a sensation
like,
for a minute? Or
yeah. It
kicks in by the time you breathe out from
it,
what I heard.
It kicks in about five
have you seen Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
You could run through a wall.
Well, good thing these are just blankets.
I want to circle back to the small toilet. So do you just like, are you tucked up against it? Or
do you remember back in the day? Back in the day, you used to walk into a nice 70s style bathroom. Carpet on the floor, small toilet.
Nate, we can take this one off.
The planks on the side of the older toilet seats are wider. They accommodate for people with less meat on the cheek, I'll say, and a little more bone on the throne.
Just got to do some like squats.
I've been hiking stairs, man. And it just, it fall. I also have a deformed butt cheek from when I fell on a stair. There's a dent where the stair made an imprint in my mouth. I'll show you after the
Can
show.
Can I see it?
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Premium content?
Yeah, premium content. I'll show you.
Pay $5 a month. Get to see Sody's butt.
Skinny butt dent.
Remember when I had an Instagram? First 100 likes I ever got, I had to show both cheeks.
Was your butt.
Mm. I had to go over the back like that. Now everybody comes out of the woodwork like, oh my God, Alec, that's hilarious. My God, you are all just so filthy.
We're all pervs.
Thirsty. Thirsty.
Yeah. A lot of my brother's friends from high school is weird.
Yeah. That's awkward.
I'm just kidding.
I had a good week. Thank you. Watch a couple movies.
Have you downloaded Crickets yet? Or
yes. I'm not going to play them, though.
Oh. Which one
I watched Uncharted. Maybe my favorite video games of all time, perhaps. Super mediocre movie.
Yeah.
Holland and Wahlberg are great together. They're great co-leads. The rest of the movie, it's super mediocre.
Just not
it was fun. I enjoyed it.
We got to make another movie with them in it that's not based off of a video game, because what video game movies have ever become successful?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. They're all pretty trash.
Besides Tomb Raider. Was the video game
I haven't
made
seen those movies,
movie?
Though. I haven't seen those movies.
You haven't seen Tomb Raider?
Game is before the movies.
But do you think the movie was good, or was just Angelina Jolie hot?
Dude, it was a formidable age for me, okay?
So it was just Angie.
It was a lot of Vikings games.
It's fine if it's just Angie.
When the cheerleaders were doing their thing.
We get it.
Mom was like, how was the game? I couldn't tell you. Don't know. But yeah, Tomb Raider's great. Are you kidding me? I think that's when Glocks became cool. I think Angelina Jolie was dual wielding some extended mag auto, fully auto Glocks.
Glocks are cool.
In the leather and the tank top.
I'm glad no one heard that.
What?
I didn't hear it.
Did you say something?
Spicy.
Apparently not. We'll hear it.
Yeah.
We'll hear it.
Tell us about it on the after show.
I saw Dune for the first time.
Yes.
Not the Ridge, the remake, first Dune.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
What do you mean by the new first Dune? So a Dune came out like 2 years ago, right?
That's the one.
It's a remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's what I mean.
So it's not the first one.
But now there's Dune 2.
Yep.
So it's not the first one.
David Lynch made one in
84.
84, yeah.
David Lynch?
Yeah. Hmm? He famously does not like the movie. They cut it down quite a bit. Yeah. And
it's not his Dune.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't really own up to it.
It's true.
I wouldn't either. He didn't.
However, Mr. Villeneuve is doing it so much justice.
Yeah. First one was good.
I cannot wait to see number two.
I haven't seen
it. I keep hearing it's better.
It is better.
First one was awesome. But I remember that's when like weed gummies were first coming out. So I tried watching that movie like six times.
Mm-hmm.
That was one night.
Kept falling asleep.
I'm going to finish it.
Yep. Kept falling asleep, right?
It's great. Yep. Can't wait for the next.
Yeah, loved it. Can't wait for number two. Congrats to South Carolina and to UConn.
Yes.
Congrats, UConn, back to back. Doc, I don't want to hear about how you picked them to win.
Well, I mean, it's fine. At least you didn't lose, though.
I don't want to hear about it.
You didn't lose, though.
It's true.
So you're not buying lunch.
No, it's funny. We picked the final matchup, and we just had different winners.
Wait, how'd my bracket do?
You're a Purdue guy? Purdue?
I usually go Big Ten.
I go big boys.
You wanted South Carolina.
No, I wanted Zach Edey to win.
He did not look that good, though.
No.
He did not look that good.
He's from trash.
I get it. He had
33 seconds of rest in like three games.
He had the same NC move State every time. Okay, yeah. One dribble, right hook shot, sort of falling away because he doesn't have a lot of lower body strength.
Yeah, I mean,
He had the drop step left-handed layup open all game long, and he did it like once.
I bet that guy has an elongated toilet. I'll tell you that.
You maybe have to.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But what about Mr. Burns from South Carolina?
Otherwise, you're just on the floor.
Just so you
know,
you can be an athlete like him and still use a regular toilet. You put a hand on the ground, like a center would. You do number two straight up and down. Yeah. Number one, you're at a you're perpendicular. Just don't
hike.
Yeah, don't hut hike it if there's carpet on the ground.
I feel like this is trusting it's going to be a solid turd, though.
Like,
are you that confident?
Well.
That explains every public restroom.
Let's not get into it, but I have my doubts of that method.
Well, then keep an ice cream bucket next to it for excess. I don't know.
Great. Problem solved. And last but not least, before we get into the NFL, our good friend and former guest, Joey Pillari, on a new album.
Heck yeah, Joey.
I'll Be Romance. Yep. Check it out now. Finally, listen. It's awesome.
There's already a video out.
It's awesome. Too. Joey, proud of you. Love you. Check it out. I'll Be Romance. Joey Pillari. Okay, National Football League. Right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
National Football League.
It's a good one.
We're going to start with, it is a good league. Saw this kind of what if. Would you have preferred last year the Vikings draft Will Levis,
no.
knowing the position they'd be in now?
No.
In the second round? Or would you rather them go after one of the rookies there?
I hope Will
to be going after.
I hope Will does well.
Nice.
But not for us.
Great.
Or against us.
Okay.
He's not my quarterback.
Is it the mayonnaise and the coffee?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yep, for me.
I enjoy butter and coffee. 100%. That was something new to me that was more normal than I expected.
What about the eating the banana whole?
Yeah.
Peel and all.
That's a tough.
Yeah, I'm out.
That's a time saver.
I'm out.
Time saver. You don't got to peel it.
Monkeys would disagree. And they're kind of the banana.
Because what else do they have to do?
Yeah.
Because they have practice and film study and games to play. Yep, that's what monkeys are doing.
I was going
to
say, they have time.
Have you seen the monkey way to peel a banana? Because we're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you peel it from the bottom.
You pinch the bottom.
Yeah.
Pinch the bottom.
Then what happens?
You know, I guess you'll have to see for yourself.
Does the top pop?
Have you ever pinched
the
bottom?
Well, that's the other thing. You know the top, the handle of a banana? How do you eat that? It's like eating a chicken bone.
You choke it down.
Oh,
that's all. Yeah.
Rough.
Duh. Doc, Vikings should have taken Will Levis?
I mean, if I'm the general manager, smart move, right?
You think? Second round? I know.
Who'd you take in the second round? You guys had a trash draft class.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
Good. We had Addison
in the
first.
You saw the script, but according to Pro Football Focus, we had the sixth most successful rookie draft.
What?
Do you think he would have helped after Kirk got hurt last year?
That's what I'm saying. As the Vikings general manager, you draft him in the second round.
Yeah, he would have done better than what
shit.
The initial thought would have been, he has a year to sit behind Kirk and learn. And then, Kirk goes down, whatever. He could have been a good option.
Kirk is a terrible teammate. He would never help Will get better at football.
Yeah, I know. He's a trash.
And then we could maybe still draft a quarterback this year.
And we could still probably draft a quarterback this year. And then have a choice.
Will.
Nate's right.
Shoot.
Yeah, you guys messed up.
What are you doing, Quessy?
Well, it's not like the Packers had a better draft.
No, they definitely didn't. You know, I didn't look at the script at all while Georgie was enjoying a nice meal.
Okay, so I didn't. I just saw the headline for the Vikes.
You look at the Packers.
Where
you always
Packers?
Just pull the article the headline and don't read it.
Where are the Packers?
Number two.
Fuck.
I have Green Bay and Wisconsin and Packers censored on my computer.
Really?
Yeah.
Appropriately.
Yeah, I won't.
Better for your health, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
No, it's just great. It's been a quiet off season. I enjoy how everyone has hope in Minnesota right now because it's April.
Yeah, man.
That's all you can have.
Best time of the year.
You guys are going to draft. Keep rebuilding since 1961.
Jeez Louise.
Be optimistic since 1961. And then come what? First, second week of October. Oh, next year. Tank. Next year.
As a lifelong Minnesota sports fan, all you have is either hope or resentment. There's no there's no championships.
No, and actually, Sody's dad has the perfect anecdote for it, which is?
Oh, what my dad told me after the Saints championship game.
Yep.
My brother, he's like, I hope you know I'm not going to school tomorrow. And he just smiles and shakes his head. And he goes, boys, I'm going to tell you something. The Vikings will always perform just well enough to make you believe they can accomplish anything.
Yep.
And the next moment they have to let you down, they fucking will. Every time. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's like, buckle up, young man. This is, we're not even at the game. Yeah. Imagine going.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's
Have y'all ever talked about the Vikings NFL championship being in Lambeau?
What do you mean?
Don't they have the actual trophy? Don't you have the trophy, our last NFL championship before the merger?
What do you mean?
I thought that Green Bay Packers were in possession of our trophy.
Of your trophy?
I thought so. I can look it up. I
what trophy?
Wrong. The NFL championship before the merger in like 1960 or whatever, 1970.
You're saying the Vikings have won a championship?
An NFL championship.
I don't believe it.
It's true, though.
I don't believe it.
It's true. It's very true. Well, anyways.
1969.
Damn.
That would be after the Super Bowl.
Well, speaking of drafting a quarterback, former Vikings GM, Mr. Slick Rick, Rick Spielman, thinks the Vikes will overpay, which seems to be the rumors. Is he bitter or is he correct? He's probably right.
He's probably both. But look, I actually just saw an interesting mock draft from a system that I actually truly believe in, their rankings. And it actually does you guys justice. You guys should be happy. You guys don't trade. Mm. You wait at 11. Because it's just like last year, right? The inevitable is going to happen. You guys are not going to need to move up unless there's just one person you love and think's going to go before 11.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks fall. Remember this time last year?
I know.
Will was going to be a top two pick.
Oh, totally. Yes, I remember that. There's so much smoke screen.
Yeah. So it's never happened in history. It's not going to happen now. Quarterbacks are not going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Not happening.
You don't think?
No.
So Cardinals recently came out and said it's going to take 3 firsts to get us out of 4.
And why do that?
You don't think Vikes should?
No.
Even, like they're it's their guy. They know for a fact whoever is at 4 is our guy.
Why?
3 Super Bowls minimum. I know you can't know that, but if
and it's not going to happen.
Oh, come on.
Not with that attitude, Doc.
Yeah.
Well, that's the attitude.
I'm
going to
rewind real quick.
All right.
The Vikings won an NFL championship in 1969 before the merger. You good?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Paper bag.
Nothing.
We're good.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Since 1934, the Ed Thorpe Trophy, the Ed Thorpe Memorial Trophy,
old Eddie T,
was passed to the team that won the NFL championship. So Super Bowls existed, but it was before the merger. And up until 2015, many thought the Vikings lost the trophy and were cursed. And in 2015, the trophy was found to be in possession of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
So that's why we'll never win.
Correct.
Okay, perfect heist. Nobody's getting hurt. It's not a monetary thing. We're just taking back what's ours.
Yeah.
Purple heist.
I need to know Purple more heist. About this because that's not how do they have an NFL championship if there's the Super Bowl?
I'm Jan 6 in Lambeau.
Before the merger.
Getting
the merger was before 65.
I have no idea.
Give us back our trophy, Doc.
I'm not going to lie.
I thought we had a championship.
Can I swear on here?
Yes.
Yeah, I have no fucking clue.
No fucking clue.
Yeah. It's explicit.
What do you got, Doc?
Okay, so the two leagues would officially merge in 1970 to form one league, but they still played a Super Bowl. So what was the Super Bowl was in 69, and you guys went to it and lost?
No, we were in a
Well, you had to if you won the NFL. No, so the NFL was the National Football League.
Yeah.
And then there was the American Football League.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both of their champions played each other for the Super Bowl that started in 65 when the Packers won the first two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you guys say you have an NFL championship, that means you won the NFL, went to the Super Bowl
NFC, yeah.
against the AFL and lost, right? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Or
he, maybe right. he's right.
Know. Or before there was a Super Bowl.
We won something and I'm trying to...
You're trying to make it good. And
we were the best team in a smaller league when there was 4 teams.
No.
But we I'll take best. What I can
I'm
get.
Just, I love you Minnesota fans in April.
Yeah. Best time of the year. Best time of the year.
But also, I think it's great that the Packers stole it. You guys couldn't even hang on to that.
Correct.
Correct.
Alexander Madison was holding it, wasn't he?
Okay.
God dang it.
Yeah, we fumbled that too.
No,
Chargers.
Hope Jim you do great, Alex. We love you.
Chargers Jim Harbaugh has made some locker room changes.
Yeah, he got rid of Justin Herbert, sent him here so he can go get his quarterback.
Not only are players' lockers rearranged numerically, but each player nameplate now shows their recruit level coming out of high school.
Do you believe that?
Not recruited through five-star recruit level.
Do you believe that?
I don't know.
Is that supposed to be like motivation if you went late?
Or just to show it doesn't matter?
Or if you're a five, better get after it?
Sure.
What? But it's their high school, Ryan.
Can you imagine, being in a cubicle and they had like your high school GPA?
My report card.
Yeah.
You'd have to have one to have them find it.
Good point.
It'd be like, you spent a third of your senior year in Sody's Pole Barn.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
I know people that spent a third of their senior year in jail. Pole Barn's way cooler. You can come and go as you please.
Yeah,
we had a pizza cooker.
Yeah.
Panko.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You guys see Diggs was allowed to seek a trade to any team besides Kansas City?
Really?
That's funny.
Allegedly.
That makes
per a report.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Totally. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's give a great player to the team, the only team who beats us.
No way. I mean, you could have asked for like way more than he's worth, I guess, to try to.
But hey, Texans. They're looking a lot of fun to watch. They really are. I think the changes they made. I love C.J. Stroud. Huge fan.
I also just love how you guys laughed at me last week when I said that they're now a Super Bowl contender. And there's like five articles out there from professionals.
Yeah. Who's
They're Super Bowl contenders.
Who's that? Oh, the Texans?
People that actually get paid to do what we're doing.
We got paid a little bit.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, you guys got paid?
When do I get paid?
Wait, seriously.
All right. Yeah. Merch. We sold merch. Sody, I told you this.
Yeah, to me.
No. No. To paying customers.
To
buy our merch. Secondoffice.org.
A lot of cool stuff on there, actually. By the way, is that going to be on there? When is that going to be on there? Because I love that.
We got a new Docs tee in studio.
No, you hang up. That'll be out by the end of this weekend.
Love it.
It's going to be good.
Just in time for
Mac Jones.
Spring break.
Former Patriots quarterback.
Nope, that's over.
Now backup for Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Feels comfortable telling the world now that he's a rapper because he's no longer in New England. This is an article from CBS News. Mac Jones is a rapper.
I think they're confused for Mike
championship
Jones.
Photo?
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Some guy named Mike.
281.
Hit Mac Jones up.
According to Mac Jones, quote, I don't really have too many hobbies, but I mean, I golf a little bit. I like to go fishing. I like to go to the beach. I like to do a little bit of rapping.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's presents. It's Christmas. I enjoy that too.
You can't put all of the words you said before rapping that doesn't go together.
Why not?
Fishing. And,
yeah. I mean, that's like,
hey, talk to Sody. No, he can't rap.
Hell, okay.
Go.
On the spot, dude. Come on. It's not the venue.
Jones said before bursting out laughing, quote, I do. I've got a couple songs. Nobody knows about it, so I'm letting the world know I'm not New England. I'm letting the world know now I'm not New England.
Yeah.
He was suppressed.
Yeah.
He was suppressed in New
England.
Well,
yeah. Could you imagine him going up to Bill Belichick and be like, yeah, I'm about to release an album?
Probably get punched.
He'd just stare at you and chew gum like.
And say no. No, you're not.
No, you're
Boy,
not.
Boy, you wonder why we benched you.
Exactly. Bill Belichick might not know what rapping is.
Exactly. He'd be like, well, now you're benched. You said you do other things besides football.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I no longer trust you.
Yeah.
You keep talking dumb like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to be good for you, Mac.
Mike.
Hey, Bill Belichick spotted at, Washington College? Helping out with practices. Can't stay away from football.
What's the connection?
No. They play a similar sport. He coached for many years. They play that sport at the school.
Matrix 5 has been approved.
Seriously?
Yep. Fifth Matrix. I still haven't seen
the fifth one. Slap in the face.
I guess.
Here's what's happening.
Wachowski.
Here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. What?
For what?
Wachowski sisters.
Huh?
Same director?
The directors.
Yes. Oh, no. Shit.
Fellow polls.
Where's my link?
We should do a poll on
they might be writing
Wachowski, right?
They
top
might be,
five polls.
Yeah, they might be writing it.
Nate could do a poll
like
on the top five.
It's like Drew Goddard is producing or something like that. Or directing.
This is a poll right here.
Mm.
I wish you were a little further from the mic when you did that. I picked up good.
Mm-hmm.
Velvety.
A fifth Matrix movie in the works.
Oh, you got the fancy cube. Lucky. I'm out here running fridge ice.
Director.
It's good, though. Frigid air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, Drew Goddard.
Do you think they did that because of frigid air?
Dude, yes. Cold air. Frigid air is...
And I want to say one or both of the sisters are writing.
They have their hands on it.
I could be wrong.
The witch's kiss.
What do they got their hands on?
The movie.
The movie.
Oh.
The movie. Florida man story. Florida man story. Mm. Drunk Florida man beat up after making fun of Disney World guests with Down syndrome.
Deserved
good.
It.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, Disney World guests.
Just sucks you still have people like that need beaten up.
Fucking Florida man.
Haven't we beaten all the people up that do that yet?
No, I don't know. Why. Apparently not. Just be kind.
Apparently not.
Right.
No, great. Guys, let's do a little break.
Well, you're the boss.
I know.
Hey, everyone. It's Sodi with the Second Office here to talk to you about our friends from Sulite Experience, a really fun, awesome new destination. Goldeneye is a world-class property located on 52 acres, bordering a breathtaking private white sand beach. Rich in history and celebrity status, it was at this property that the character James Bond, 007, was created and the novels were written. The intimate hotel offers a full-service spa, two restaurants and bars, and complimentary Wi-Fi. Each freestanding hut or cottage promotes indoor and outdoor living with upscale amenities, a private veranda, and relaxing views of the cove or mountains. Plus, non-motorized water sports, bicycles, tennis, and three freshwater pools provide a vast array of activities for the outdoor enthusiast. Reserve your one-bedroom beach hut paired with nonstop Delta flights and private transfers on your next visit to Jamaica with K at Sulite Experience. Again, that's K at suliteexperience.com.
Hey, we're back.
That's awesome.
Awesome. What name. Did I just
Can you record
this?
Him doing that?
One more time.
So anytime we need a transition, we can just hit the button and Nate goes, that has to be a button.
That's great.
That's so good.
That's like the Jetsons.
That's yeah. The most, yeah, I can just picture them leaving.
Exactly.
In their car.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you.
That was great. Okay, we're back.
What a sound.
We're so back with a little bit of whatever. Mm. Pop culture, whatever. There's drugs being made out of human bones.
Hell yes, yeah.
Finally.
Right?
Thank God.
Pretty, like, it's like a renewable resource.
Been saying to this a point, for years.
As long as there is humanity. Right?
It's like half-baked.
Sierra Leone declares emergency after addicts dig up graves to get high on drug made from human bones.
So they're admitting that they're farming
this from NDT World
fluids.
Yeah.
Right? They want our adrenochrome, and then when they're done with that, they're going to smoke our bones.
Well, I would rather someone got totally blitzed on my...
Yeah.
Remains than like being used as like a, you know,
well, you
like
know,
the military will buy dead people and like just like blow them up.
Yeah. You know, the people that'll get their Jesus. Cremations turned into soil and you can grow a tree.
Yeah.
We made that joke, I feel like, in high school. It's like, no, man, we just want some ham bone OG.
Yeah.
It just comes pre-planted.
Like half baked.
Put me in the window. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. there's a picture of your face. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Fun fact, the military will buy your dead body and
see how long it takes to decay.
Test explosives. Yeah, they'll blow you up.
You know, there's in Minnesota, there's a decaying field where they will take bodies that people donate to science and stuff. They lay them in a field. It stinks.
I bet.
But it's to test forensics. So they can watch a body go 14 days out there, look at it, and then when they go to a crime scene, they go, this has been dead 14 days. How do you know? We just did it.
How long
six
until
times.
How long until I can smoke them?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
You got to get that.
Wouldn't
fine
you
want
to smoke them first to preserve
right.
them? Then they
exactly.
last a lot longer.
Do you get to a point where it's like these human bones? Are,
dude, imagine
are from
mummy
the 80s.
Bones.
Like a vintage
yeah. reserved. It's right. a reserve.
Label. Are mummy bones right. like straight from Colombia? Like you get, dude? I got some mummy bones. Just here we go.
Yes, sir.
Getting after it.
Maybe.
That's
maybe.
Next level.
You bet.
A psychoactive drug crafted from human bones is leaving addicts in the West African country of Sierra Leone digging up graves in order to get their fix.
Nothing bad ever happened in Sierra Leone.
Diamonds
no.
are forever.
Yep.
Thanks. According to the BBC, this haunting menace has forced Sierra Leone to declare a national emergency. Police officers in Freetown are guarding cemeteries to thwart the disturbing practice of exhuming skeletons from the, quote, zombie drug production. Notably, the drug dubbed, it's called Kush. They call it Kush.
Like tush kush?
K-U-S-H, like weed.
Kush push.
Tush kush.
Dubbed kush is made from a variety of toxic substances, with one of its main ingredients being ground up human bone. The so rest, how do they know that it even does anything?
Well, they just sprinkle some bone on meth, and they're like, try this.
See, it's crazy. It's the bones.
Yep. The rest of it's Windex and it's not the meth. Dish drain, but a dish cleaner, but... You'll get the high.
So that was a fun headline I saw.
Well, how long till that hits our streets? Because fentanyl, we're still dealing with that crap.
I think you're not asking the right question.
I'm not ready for zombie.
You're
bones.
Not asking the right question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where's the nearest cemetery? It's very mean? Close.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like less than two blocks.
So wait, but people are going to go rob that cemetery and then get high?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, have you ever wondered what Georgie does in the extra room down here?
It's like if somebody grows weed, they put in the work. They grew the plant. Get high on it. You got to go dig something up, grind it down. Well,
God don't make no junk.
No junk.
No.
So that was a fun headline, as is this one. British soldiers in Kenya, quote, having unprotected sex with prostitutes as a part of initiation. we don't need to talk about it.
The gallery.
saw the headline.
What's wrong with you? I don't know.
which squad leader is just like, hey, you're not in. You know how you can prove your dedication?
Mount up.
Go get her.
She's like, that one? That one, man. Do you love your country?
look at all these headlines, you guys.
Do you know how many more people would enlist in our military if we did that?
Maybe.
Not me.
Free. Hey, sex with prostitutes. All you can get.
You're telling me 18-year-olds aren't just it? Like...
Maybe.
They should let you get high off your dead comrades.
Yeah.
And then if they die from the STDs, just smoke their bones.
Mm.
Full circle.
Super soldiers.
So many bones being smoked.
Mother jugging bones.
All right. More awesome headlines, you guys. Hypersexual, quote, zombie cicadas that are infected with sexually transmitted fungus expected to emerge this year.
Oh, is that the fungus?
We got a bunch of yeasty wasps coming in.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like the Last of Us type stuff. Cordyceps.
Shit.
Yeah.
Cordyceps. The stuff that takes over your body?
Yeah.
God dang it.
Uh-huh.
Is that what the cicadas are carrying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frick.
Yeah, it can infect cicadas and stuff.
Yeah, I've heard about
it. Do you know where the cicada horde is coming out? There's actually two hordes this year.
I know there was a guy who, like, his work is mushrooms, and he was going out taking pictures, and he started finding bugs dead with cordyceps coming out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
they take over dead mm-hmm. ants and stuff.
Yeah.
Run
the
whole nervous system.
Cordyceps are really good for you.
They keep you alive long enough.
And they taste good.
Long enough to run your nervous system.
So the cicadas, there's two hordes this year coming out. It's like the first time.
Is there going to be a war?
Thousands of years. And they're emerging where the X from the solar eclipses just happened.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Baloney. Mm.
Well, luckily, cicadas weren't one of the plagues in the Bible from the Old Testament that he was telling all these people that worship false gods, I'm going to flood your world, kill your firstborn, and send a bunch of bugs and frogs, right?
Yeah.
Now it's hypersexual zombie cicadas.
Hey, how are the frogs doing? Yeah. Swear to God, once the frogs are here, I'm out.
I got to take a good look at the eclipse actually,
really?
In Illinois. Yeah, 93% coverage.
Hey, man.
Was it sweet?
Yeah, it was cool.
I just wear that shades score on a test.
Yeah, one of my coworkers built like a elementary school like box with like tinfoil reflecting it. And I got a picture of it.
That's funny. Somebody had his tinfoil hat on too.
Sure did. I know, I saw it.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Nice.
Pretty covered.
That's a toenail.
Pretty damn covered. Exactly.
covered. I cut that off last week. How'd you find that?
From the CBS News article, trillions with a T of cicadas will emerge across several U.S. states this spring in an event one expert dubbed, quote, Cicadageddon.
Hey, Nate, you know what Armageddon is short for? Armageddon out of here.
Yeah.
Not only are more cicadas than usual expected this year, but some of them will be, quote, zombie cicadas.
Hell yeah.
That are infected by a sexually
so
transmitted fungus.
So these mushrooms can fly now.
That makes them hypersexual. The fungus
makes them horny and they can fly.
So first of all, it's sexually transmitted.
Dude, it's...
And then it makes them more horny.
It's too much.
That's crazy. And there's trillions of them.
Too much.
I appreciate the lead up where it was like...
Terrifying.
So sex killed the world.
Smoking bones and then...
See where it gets you?
Prostitution in Kenya.
Well, Georgie's going to tell you, if we're about to be taken over by a zombie parasite, here's how you get super high to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Smoke some bones, and then the mushrooms, they'll be like, whoa, I'm not touching this guy.
I pick my stories carefully.
Clearly.
There's point to all this.
Yeah, your algorithm.
I'm telling you. It's a good one. It's a good one. Wow. Periodical cicadas spend most of their lives underground and only emerge after 13 or 17 years. This year, two broods of cicadas will emerge, Doc. Brood XIX. What Roman numeral is that?
19.
Thank you. Which comes out every 13 years, will emerge in the Georgia and Southeast, and Brood 13, which emerges every 17 years, will appear in Illinois. Doc's right.
Yeah. Salem? Or not Salem, but Nazareth, shit. Illinois?
Mm-hmm. There is a town called Egypt, Illinois.
Shit.
Man, what? Do you know if you add 13 and 19 together, it makes 32, and 32 backwards is the number 23, and we all know about that number.
My God.
Jim Carrey, what are you doing to us?
No!
It's all Jim Carrey. I knew it.
Oh, God.
Guys everywhere. Him and Kevin Bacon, apparently.
Exactly. Exactly. What else we got? There's more. There's more besides hypersexual.
Glad bugs. I added the zest.
A Russian rival to PlayStation 5 and Xbox.
Finally.
I'm in.
Putin's pushing for it.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll play Russian stuff.
Right?
Hey, I downloaded that War Thunder game. It's awesome. You should have played it more. Anyway.
The playing game.
It's planes, tanks, boats, coastal fleet, and blue water.
So, funny joke about Putin trying to enter to get a console in there.
You're right. That was funny.
He finally found out about the console wars. Needed to get into it. Wars.
Just one more Putin. War. He's like, I ain't losing this one.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's like, wait a minute.
This from Read Write. Putin pushes for Russian rival to PS5 and Xbox game consoles. Russian President Vladimir Putin has reportedly urged his government to develop video game consoles that can compete with the likes of PlayStation and Xbox. So a question to you guys, what do they call it?
Hey, I don't know if you know this, but we need to really watch what we say right now. We actually have Russian listeners.
So? I just talked about how...
In Russia.
Yeah. Well, then let's...
I'd love to visit.
Let's give them their ideas for their console.
Yeah. My dad recently visited Prague in the Czech Republic. He said it was fantastic.
Different than Russia.
Yeah, not the...
I know, Russia. But they used to go to the Red Square in Moscow, but it's a just they didn't want to this
what
year.
What should the console be called?
Back in the USSR. And then you could do USSR 4, 5, all that stuff.
Just call it USSR.
Yeah, it's like what? PS5.
I don't like it.
Or Xbox. It's four letters.
Okay.
What do you guys think about Putin? You guys like him?
Pooping Putin?
I'll tell you, as a guy who grew up getting yelled at by football coaches because I need
it. About Russia?
I appreciate strong leadership. I do like some of the things where if somebody threatens Russia, Putin's like, dude, I will F you up.
Man, you are going to love the premium content.
Oh, we got teaser.
Yeah. So personally, I mean, I know he's probably done a lot of bad things. I don't know a single world leader that hasn't brought their country further that hasn't had to do bad things to get there.
Are they?
Perfect. Let's just leave it at that.
Well, is Russia in a good spot?
No, let's just leave it at that.
Is Russia in a good spot?
Let's just leave it at that.
All right.
Are you afraid of them?
I don't. Guys, it's
no.
Right.
No.
That's Throvia.
Okay. All right.
Next.
It's a teaser.
But yeah, I love hockey. Love hockey.
Shit. Hockey's great.
Yep.
That's right.
Hockey's great. Speaking of hockey, the Wild got eliminated.
Yeah.
It's official. Oh, yeah. It's official. It's always next year, right?
Hey, cool thing, though. The Calder Trophy is given to the best rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the name Connor Bedard.
Yes.
Huge market guy. Your town.
I'm familiar, yeah.
Yep. The Black Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a better rookie this year.
Of Chicago. Well, there was two runner-ups, actually, behind Connor Bedard. You know who they were?
Well, they haven't given out the trophy yet.
Oh.
That's why I'm pretty... No.
Well, the Vegas favorites...
Well, he's going to...
Yes, Bedard's obviously the favorite because he's all the next generational talent. He scored his first goal and they put up him with one and Gretzky with 800-something. It was so stupid. Chicago sucks.
Gretzky's not of this world.
Yeah.
Anyways. He came down with the octopus.
Chicago fans are delusional. That's
okay,
awesome.
Okay, thank you.
It's
sweet.
It's
great.
Crazy.
Nice. We can be friends.
Nice.
But the other two are Maple Grove's own Brock Faber of the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah. He should win. No, that's how it's going to
be. Faber's great.
But you know who the third runner-up is? Marco Rossi, another Minnesota Wild rookie.
But he's not really a rookie.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he qualifies.
Brock Faber.
He qualifies. Okay.
Yeah, Faber and Marco Rossi. He didn't play enough last year? Both played last season, but not enough to not be a rookie.
Yeah.
Nice. NHL rookies are like 26 when they play anyways, right?
True. Yeah.
The NHL wants men in their league. They well, don't.
Yeah, you
give
also,
19
you can't be a little boy.
$10 million and say, try to figure it out.
Yeah.
No, the NHL cares. There's amazing care even after. They don't make as much, but look at NHL players after. Not one of them has any issues. NHL takes care of their people. I don't know
why. You're talking about CTE.
Well, Canada. It's a league with Canada. Baseball, they have a league with Canada. For some reason, Canada takes care of people medically after you're done playing a sport.
Yeah, no Canadian football teams, huh?
Well, they don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, there are Canadian football teams, man. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
The CFL?
Sorry.
Dude, they got a bigger field, too. Those athletes are massive, dude. They're playing on a soccer field.
I think they play with an extra player, too.
Yeah, one there's like two wide receivers can move before the ball is snapped. You can run full speed
yeah.
at the
is
line
that,
of the scrimmage.
Is that the one where you take off and when they hit the line of scrimmage is when
the
you
quarterback
snap it?
Has to snap at like time in a drag race start, like bink, okay, that's, and then boom. He's just imagine if Justin Jefferson could have a full sprint when he hits the line.
Imagine that, Tyreek Hill. Yeah, I was about to say, imagine Tyreek Hill. Yeah. That's insane.
Be stupid.
I would love for him to join the CFL for like two games.
NFL, 1 year. 1 year, let's try it. If it sucks, we'll go back. Just 1 year.
It'd be one
freaking
year.
Great for fantasy owners. And Vegas, think of all the
I like
extra
this kickoff
wide
rule.
Receivers
I like
that
this
are going to
kickoff
be...
rule.
Oh, yeah. Kickoff rule. You already know my stance on that. Huge fan.
Huge fan.
I don't have to tell you that. So I won't.
All right. Now for why we're all really here. Because we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
Do we have a howl yet?
We're talking Wolves basketball, baby.
Yes.
God.
But there's bigger news out there in the NBA right now. That just happened. That doesn't involve your Wolves.
Should we start with that?
Yeah, might as well.
Let's go.
Celtics extend Drew Holiday 4 years, $135 million.
4 years for Drew?
How much
Isn't
money?
He 33?
135.
Isn't he 33?
I don't know how old he is.
How old's Drew Holiday?
Whoa.
I'm pulling a Georgie here. I'm just headlines only.
I was not immediately in on the Bucks. Lillard trade for him.
No.
Right?
I don't think they're better.
With Lillard. Maybe in the playoffs they can flip it over, but
I think the Celtics are better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Drew Holiday made them better.
Yes.
How old is Drew Holiday? Taking guesses.
32.
I was right. He's 33.
Dang it.
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
He probably won't be playing when he's 37. I would guess there's an option in there somewhere after 2 years or something. But he's still one of the best perimeter defenders in the league.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Yeah.
So 4 years, 135 for
nice.
A 33-year-old? Sure.
It's more than I make.
Sure.
Yeah. Was that 28?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not
27?
Even. For an NBA defender and former All-Star. Yeah.
How about this? I'll not play bad. All 4 years for the price of one. You're going to suffer a little bit in the talent level.
Yeah.
You're going to save a lot financially. And then you can go out and build a team around me.
Mm-hmm.
Holler at your boy. I'm 6'1".
You'd be a good, like, Udonis Haslam, like, you know, off the bench.
You can play till you're 44.
Yeah, man.
You don't play.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't even take the sweats off. You're that guy.
I'm a locker room
presence.
Like, I'm
you're
a fan favorite.
You're a veteran
coach.
Leader.
Yep. Veteran and that guy leader. From Iowa that just barely made it on, but 14 of them are cousins in the stands, so everyone's like, hey, cheer for this guy with us.
All right. Exactly. Before we get into the Wolves.
That happens, you know. I've been a part of those.
LeBron James, if he is to average 17 points per game over his last three, he will have averaged 25 points per game for 20 straight seasons.
God, he's trash.
What?
That's fucking crazy.
Well, it helps.
25 points per game, 20 years in a row.
Talk about building a team around someone. They built a fucking league around that man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to succeed.
They built a couple.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yep. So, yeah, I hope he succeeds.
He still has the 28-7-7 average, right?
Yeah, pretty dang
he's
sure.
Never had.
He went to 8 rebounds for a while. I don't know if he's back down to 7, but he did go to the 28-8-7.
And he still never had the 28-7-7 game.
Right, have exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You'd play pretty well too if you did the amount of hand symbols he did during the national anthem.
Yeah.
Sure thing.
Does he do that?
You ever watch him?
No. What do you got for us, Sody?
Nothing. It's not Masonic, not Illuminati, nothing.
Well, now I'd love to know.
Watch him.
Nate, are you familiar?
You ever see when he does the diamond and the 666 on both sides, and then he taps his heart and whatnot? You never seen him? He does the diamond, does the 666 every game during the national.
I mean, you don't think it's weird that he's so good and his kids are trash?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's usually not how genetics work. So, but when you're that good, it kind of has to work that way.
Michael Jordan's kid was not good.
Yep. There you go.
Didn't try.
Well, mm-hmm. he inherited the drinking and gambling side of Michael Jordan.
Wait, that you can inherit that?
Sure, he's not good at basketball, but he is great at gambling.
A lot makes sense now, right?
He's no wonder.
This was interesting. NCAA women's tournament beat men's in finals ratings for the first time.
That's not a shock.
And got 99% less TV money.
Also not a shock, but terrible.
Wait, let me ask you this. Were the advertisers willing to pay more?
They should have been. I mean,
they should have. Were they?
There's a lot of people should be a lot of things.
Next year, were they willing? Next year, I bet it's different. Next year, I bet they are.
I bet they're not next year.
Oh, because no Caitlin.
Yeah.
Shit. Somebody else better step up.
Did you see Caitlin Clark's presser and it was like next to like a forklift and like you couldn't even hear her talk?
No.
It was in like, dude.
Don't laugh.
It's embarrassing. Right. Like,
well, it's whoever's in charge of women's basketball, now that they have this talent, this spotlight, need to take it and run with it.
They got to.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, have you guys heard of a bar of their own?
No.
I believe it's in Minneapolis.
I believe we talked about it on this podcast.
Definitely talked about it.
Where it's a sports bar where they only play women's sports?
Because it's a women-owned sports bar, yeah.
Where was I?
You were here.
When? How long ago?
A few weeks.
Oh. Yeah, I was drinking back then.
Yeah. So you were drunk.
You were physically here.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like me.
That might have been... was that when you fell asleep?
No, that might have been when you fell asleep.
You fell asleep. Because it was towards the end of the episode and you fell asleep for the last few minutes.
Nap. Unless I was on fell asleep for the last few minutes. Watching a film with you probably one of the Harry Potter sagas.
You had a smile on your face and your head went down and your eyes closed.
Was it a premium show?
No.
No way.
Nope. It was before the
premium. I would never give that much artist in depth.
That might have been the week we did not release the premium episode.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Everything went wrong that week.
Yeah.
That was months ago.
It wasn't that long ago.
Well, I've turned a new leaf.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You can get your Caitlin Clark Her 22.
Her.
TheSecondOffice.org.
It's a great hoodie, and I hate the term him, but her. Way to flip it on its side. I love it.
Right? That's a great movie, too.
Oh, it is a good movie.
Super good.
Scarlett
Johansson.
Spike Jones. Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix.
But, you know, it's not a shock. There's other reasons outside of Caitlin Clark that
I know.
The men's wasn't the most watched. It started at 8 o'clock on a Sunday.
Right. I know.
Okay.
But also, as stupid, 3 o'clock on a Saturday?
Not smart.
I sat down and I was like, great, let's watch this game. And I tuned in for the coach's interview on the court after they won.
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
Well, I didn't have the luxury. I was working.
Yeah, your boss is
a dick. Whose fault is that?
No, what's funny is, nope, so it's Saturday, so it's when I left early.
Oh.
I just thought it was until later, so I sat down to put it on, and shit was over. I had no idea.
Your fault, then, not your boss's.
It could be your fault.
You had time.
It's not.
You just chose to do something else.
Yeah. I was bummed. I had no idea. I was like, why would they play that early on a damn Saturday?
Do you think there's a device probably in your pocket you could check to double check?
They probably went,
I fucking wish.
They probably went that early to not compete against WrestleMania.
Oh, dude, did you hear who showed up to that?
Yeah.
Is that a serious competitor for them?
That's
too bad.
Probably.
The towel was there.
Yeah, the towel was there.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cal said he can get us some towels.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, would love a towel.
How?
Cal would love a few towels.
He probably won't listen until Saturday, I believe.
Please, God, Cal.
Please, God, Cal. One up in
please,
here.
God.
I know. We'll hang it up and everything. Oh, we'll put your name on it.
I know.
Did you guys see Victor Wembanyama? He already has a logo.
Hey, did you see our buddy
the
Grady?
The alien basketball. It's cool.
Yeah.
Did you see it, Nate?
What's that?
Wemby's logo?
No.
Check it out. Type in Wemby's logo.
Hey, remember our buddy Grady, a baseball phenom, was on the show?
Absolutely.
He was the Let's Play Ball kid at the Twins game last night.
Was he actually?
Yep. How'd he get that?
Yeah, how'd he manage that?
The Twins are working with his youth baseball team. They have a fundraiser going, which I should actually talk about. They have a fundraiser to get everybody to Cooperstown so they can go play baseball. They're giving away tickets to a Twins game. It's like anywhere between 1 to 40 people, but you get to tour the whole stadium, go from the dugout all the way up to the deck. I'll find a link and actually probably put it in our page so people can buy raffle tickets.
Congrats, Grady. That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Let's go.
No, but that's not related. He took his best friend to a Twins game for his buddy's birthday, I think. And then they were like, hey, do you want to go on the field?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And he was, Grady would be like, yeah.
Hey, that's
give me that microphone.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. He probably ran with
that,
right?
What do you think,
right?
What do you think
the
logo?
Is it the
sensor?
Alien?
Oh, it's an alien basketball.
Yeah, he said.
With the two Nikes.
He gave me a mic. It's pretty good.
I like it.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. He gets a logo at before his first season's over.
You serious?
I get it. I get it. He hit a defender with a sham god yesterday, and he's 7'5". It's crazy.
What's a sham god? Yeah, is that like a sham wow?
It's like an inside out crossover. So like you go to crossover with the right hand, and you even dribble with the right hand, but before it gets to the left, you come back with the right and bring it back right.
Interesting.
Was that apt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that was good.
Yeah, that was good.
I could do that.
I think that was pretty good. Wemby got a new logo.
You're all in. It's your background and everything.
Oh.
when you baptized John the Baptist.
Yeah. Has John Collins spoke publicly since that happened?
Of course not. He's probably still concussed. he was out with a concussion after that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy. He dislocated his finger on his head.
Should have gave him a hat to wear.
Oh, yeah. That would have...
Damn.
Yep.
Missed opportunity.
Look at him. He's flexing on everybody.
He's got to get a hat. We got to do that. Wow. Get him a hat.
I told him next time you're going on TV.
Looks great. Paul George and Christian Bale.
Those two don't go together.
Yeah, right exactly right. So the two of them partnered up to build a dozen homes and a community center in Palmdale, California to keep siblings together while they're in foster care.
Wow. Love that. Huge fan.
That's great. Yeah. Yep. That's awesome. Paul George, my cousin.
Nice.
Yep.
What?
How did you not get the basketball gene?
Why do they call him a pair of jeans?
5'10", dude. I don't know. That's all. I can shoot like a mofo. Best shot on the team, junior year.
That's true.
Let's go.
Did you used to be able to just get one gene?
How many years ago?
15.
We should all go to the Y.
15 years ago.
We should go hoop it up.
Let's hoop it up, guys.
I love that. I've been playing.
Would love to.
About 4 hours a day for the last 2 weeks.
Would absolutely love to. How's your shot?
It's amazing.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Can't be.
You're right, then. I can't control what you think.
Can't be. All right. The Wolves. About time, right?
Can't wait.
I want to start with this. This is a recent tweet from...
Hey, did Alex end up going to the game today?
From Woj himself.
I hope so.
Adrian Wojnarowski. Per ESPN sources, Timberwolves minority partners Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez submitted financial projections forecasting a sizable retreat in roster payroll that majority owner Glenn Taylor believed would jeopardize franchise's ability to compete for a title. Glenn's not going to pay the luxury anyways.
Right.
I feel like the other two are at least willing to, but if they don't have the money, shit. Thoughts?
I mean, they're taking shots back and forth at each other. I feel like.
That's what it seems.
It sounds like Glenn Taylor
said. But when it comes from Woj,
we're the people that are going to suffer, I promise you.
You got to wonder.
Either way.
It's going to be the fans that get the shit in.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Yeah, the person with money that won't spend it, or the people without money that
want to.
Can't. Like, yep. Okay, perfect.
Those are our options.
Yep. Yeah, that appropriate sound effect for that, too.
So another
couldn't afford the other one.
As a former season ticket holder.
Another chapter in this bullshit saga of us still being under Glenn Taylor's rule.
God.
I know. But a little happier news. Wolves beat the Lakers. They were without LeBron, but we beat them. Wolves beat the Wizards after giving up 44 in the first and being down by 18.
Jordan Poole is awesome, dude.
He's so good. He's so damn good.
He's such a wild card.
Best contract in the NBA.
Oh, my God.
He is a wild card. He can look great. He can. He just hasn't this year.
Like, every shot that's not supposed to go in goes in, and he just does, like, everything you're not supposed to do. It's fun watching him play, honestly. It doesn't make any sense.
It's chaotic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said about me in high school.
He would have been a Timberwolf 10 years ago.
Really?
Current Jordan Poole.
He'd be our big free agent pull when we could get
Michael
no one
Beasley,
else.
Yeah, where totally. It's like, whoa, he could be really good, but he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
So true.
Yep.
Oh, it's so true. He would have fit right in 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's great.
Man, I miss Beasley.
But not anymore.
No.
Because Wolves back. Ant had his first career 51-point game.
Let's go.
But some interesting stuff around those 51 points. Nate.
First 50 point game.
What?
In front of 50 Cent.
What?
First 50 win game in 20 years.
Season.
Or 50 win season, excuse me, in 20 years. 50 days until June.
What?
June is the finals.
Yeah.
The finals. Mike Inouye's 50th birthday.
Mike Inouye's assistant coach's 50th birthday.
As Drake would say, God's plan.
God's plan.
Let's go.
It's happening. It's all happening.
Yep.
50 burger.
And.
Do we have a Wolves Enforcer yet?
What?
Hey, Cat's back.
Cat, ooh.
Cat's back. Wolves in four.
Before
baby.
The playoffs, Cat is back.
I want a hoodie that said Wolves in four.
Nate, front I want
and back.
Your I want your thoughts, especially with the emergence of Nas.
Yeah.
Nas Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Over the back and say Wolves in five.
We really haven't missed a step. I love having the size. I don't know what whatever percentage healthy is. Park his ass in the corner. Let him shoot threes.
Well,
playoffs are a different game.
Yeah, don't run around. Don't get all swollen after.
Yes, exactly. Don't charge into a wall of three and hurt yourself.
No, he's gonna just run and fall, man.
Probably. Personally, park his ass in the corner. Let him hit corner threes all game long. Him and Nas on either corner, and Ant driving and kicking. It's a recipe for success, especially come playoff time.
I would say minutes restriction, just to not like mess with the flow too much. But
I would tell him to do what he's always done. Don't ever sprint. Just jog, find an open spot, stay there. The way Ant's moving the ball
the
around
playoffs.
And learning
don't
to play
sprint.
It
yes.
without him, the way he's spreading the ball around, just spraying around, he's going to find him.
100%.
He's going to find him.
Against and when the Wizards,
him
I think.
And Nas and Ants are all hitting, it's going to be
Ant's
awesome.
Ant's passing
but
was
I think
great yesterday.
Carl can walk around like Patrick Mahomes jog, find a spot, and Ant's going to hit him, and he'll just, oh, yes. Jog
yeah.
to the other
yes,
side.
Exactly.
Do this. Take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Blue pass. No problem. You'll be open on the next shot.
Ant had 48 at the end of the game. The game's basically over, and he's still making like the extra pass to
yeah.
to Na or yep. to Rudy and stuff. It's like that would have never happened.
No.
It's amazing. Like he would have been.
I think we all saw what happened when we tried to get our player more points when Kat put up 60 and we lost.
You know what I think happened? I think Ant is realizing what it truly takes to be one of the best players in the NBA. And while Karl Anthony Towns is gone, he's realizing I got to learn where I can find my other people in space.
100%.
And
he has.
Yeah. The passing's been insane. And I can't wait to have one more great player like Cat.
I think that
Cat
game,
yes.
the Cat 60 point game, was like the most mad I've ever visibly seen Finch ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's probably the most I've seen him go in on a post game presser, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He had to like go back and apologize. Yeah. And he's like, oh, 60 points is great.
That's right. He said nothing, I've never seen anything more disrespectful. And then, yeah, a couple days later, he's like, hey, congrats, Cat, by the way. That was cool, but...
Hey. Yeah, that was like an old-school Timberwolves game.
But what's crazy is that's the fourth... four times this year, a player has put up 60, and their team has lost.
Yeah.
Four times.
Right.
How many times has a player put up 50 and the team won?
It's honestly not as much as that team loses, I think. It's funny stats where...
Yeah, because
the
guy that gets 50 is probably still assisting
the rest of the
win.
Team is just kind of like... It just becomes easy to, I don't know, they get out of a rhythm.
Or like Kobe's last game, like Kobe took like, what, like...
Every shot.
I mean, yeah, rest in peace. But
man, I watched that in California. That was great.
He shot like 38% and scored whatever.
60, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so good, though.
They barely won. I mean, it was great. I'm glad he did it, but you know what I mean? It's not.
And didn't they lose the game?
No, I think they won, but
did
like
they actually?
Barely. Yeah, we can look it up.
I suppose. Whew. Wolves at facing the Nuggets tonight for the one seed.
I saw a little bit of meat over there. I was like,
Nate, do you want the one seed?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
100%.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I want the Warriors first round really, really bad.
I want Warriors or Phoenix.
Man.
I think after the
two stinkers?
I have no worries about Phoenix whatsoever. Did you hear what Barkley had to say about him recently when he was, I think he was at some event and a reporter shoved a mic in his face when he was drunk?
No.
Wasn't even for TNT. Said, is Phoenix going to figure it out? No, they're not going to figure it out because they have weak leadership and they're soft.
Dang.
Let's go.
They have three ball dominant players who are not good distributors.
Yep.
They can't, like they can pass,
yeah,
but they're not point guards.
I would
and they're all ball dominant. They all need the ball. So sure, they can ride a hot hand in the playoffs. That's a lot of what the playoffs is. It's not going to work.
I don't have like the standings in front of me, but I would take Phoenix like second round, but first round freaks me out.
Sure.
Like fresh legs and everything. Like Devin Booker.
That's me with the Lakers. I would rather Lakers second round instead of first round because they're gonna come hot off the play-in and just be raring to go. And LeBron and AD will give anyone problems.
I don't want LA or I don't want the Lakers first round. I don't want Phoenix first round. I don't want New Orleans first round.
Well, who do we have left? Yes, New Orleans.
Zion just goes crazy.
Yes, he goes crazy against us. I'm scared of New Orleans.
Yes. But
what about Mavs? We won't have him first round.
I don't want him first round.
You don't want Luka, right?
No.
Who do you want to play?
Who do you want first round? You want Warriors, you said? Yeah.
Yep,
I'd take Warriors.
Warriors, Clippers,
that'd be fun.
Kings.
It won't be the Clippers. It could be the Kings.
Yeah.
I'll take
the Lakers first round.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to like bet against LeBron, but
agreed, right?
I don't know.
Wes is it's a damn bloodbath.
It's crazy.
It's gonna be
fun. That we get to play the Nuggets tonight. It reminds me of the game 82. Was it like 2017 or 18 or whatever?
When we had Butler winning in?
Yeah.
That was great. And Taj Gibson had a contested Jokic's final shot.
Jokic to go into overtime.
I was in Florida.
God.
When that happened. Watching a shitty stream. But good times. I know. 9 o'clock tonight.
Can't wait.
Before we say goodbye, the hard rock band Kiss sells their entire brand and songs for $300 million.
Not bad.
Yes.
And part of every day.
Part of every day.
Yeah, not the whole day.
Of course not. Who would you guys pay $300 million for everything Kiss?
Man, no. No.
If you had it?
No.
Because I wouldn't.
No, I'd buy land.
Maybe Gene Simmons's tongue?
No, land.
If that was
part of it? You have a Gene Simmons tongue.
Yeah, yeah,
you
do. Man, speaking of land.
I got that.
Dude, I got a premium episode for you about,
oh, they're grabbing
about
more?
The future.
Somebody's grabbing more land from us? Yeah.
Doc's entire goal for premium content in the future is to get you going.
Well, you know they haven't built the houses back that burnt in Hawaii yet, right? But they're building condos that all these people the land that was seized, they're building condos, but they haven't built the houses yet. Nobody's going to live in the condos. Those are for rent. But the people living in the homes, they don't... Eh.
Maui Waui.
Yep. But it's cool. These are the people in charge of us.
Hey, if you want to hear more about this, let's get a little call to action. Doc, what do they got to do?
Mac Jones reset.
All you got to do is go to our website, the-second-office.com, and click on that premium button.
Please.
Dear and thank God. You.
Please.
We love you guys.
Yes.
Nate, love you. Thank you for being here.
Love you guys. Thank you for having me.
That was a hell of a drive to come out. Nobody else has any excuses.
Yeah, seriously. Chicago. All the way from Chicago for this.
Chicago for one episode.
For only this.
Yes.